Well, I'll reintroduce our guests, which are Peter Davos, even of Caring College Advisors. He's in the studio with us, and Suzanne Ryan, who's the Director of International Admissions of International Horizons College. We're talking about entrance into US universities, what you need to do prior to filling out that form to give your application to whichever university you choose the best possible chance of success. And it was really interesting there, because we were hearing from Samina. She's saying, you know, emotional intelligence and cultural intelligence is also very much a big buzzword out there at the moment. You know, it's you can't, as you've said, Suzanne, just look at books. You need to be able to interact with different nationalities and to be able to work on an international stage these days.
You do indeed. And that is the student that becomes the ideal holistic student, is when we ask, what do you do? What do you do outside the classroom? And we want some excitement generated by that student of, they are involved in something they love.
Yeah, and you know, we've seen that theme actually all through the program, from play in the first hour, you know, engaging your child at a very early age into just, you know, finding, just being, you know, being what they are.
Yes.
And, you know, it seems to purvey, and if you can remain as far as you can, because it is difficult in life, true to what you really are as a person, then you'll be more successful.
Well, when I looked at applications and a student wrote that she was an equestrian lover, that she loved horses and she was an accomplished rider, that got us excited. Dance of any sort, students who sing and have a group. It doesn't have to be formal. It can be extremely informal. Peter, is that your experience?
Yes, absolutely. I think the most important thing is to have a passion and then to follow that passion, whatever it may be, whether it's volunteering or sports or writing or performing arts, is just be a three-dimensional person. And the thing is, I think the admissions officers, and I know you can speak to this, they're very good at spotting phonies. You know, it comes out in the application if somebody is really engaged or if they just did something in order to put on the application. So the students that are really passionate and are really involved, that comes out.
Yeah, let's formalize that, because a lot of parents, I know we were just having a chat earlier on, maybe aren't aware as their children move towards or through the IB program or the A-level or whichever syllabus it is that they're following, that there's other ways to sort of beef up the application through these outside interests, but you can actually score points for them towards your application process as well. I know, Suzanne, we were talking about arts. You know, the college that you worked with had a very big arts program. She's saying they need to start work on their portfolio.
They do. When I had an application from a graphic design or studio arts student, I was asking immediately for a portfolio, and this can all be uploaded on YouTube. Sports, if you play, upload it on YouTube. Dance, upload it on YouTube. This is how the admissions officer and the department will view you.
Yeah, and you can actually get accredited. I know that certain mums I talked to in this region, their children, they're doing the theatre courses because they love them, but they think that might be the future for them. But they're actually getting accreditation towards their A-levels by going through this formalised course as well, which kind of, you know, takes the two hand in hand. You're still enabling to do something you love, but you're moving actively towards bettering your chances to get into a college.
That also gives a student a great deal of confidence, being on stage, caring for an animal, anything that takes you outside of the classroom, where I really believe 80% of the learning occurs, especially if you love what you're doing, that will come through.
Yeah. And Peter, as we were saying, you know, stay true to yourself. Do these external courses as well. But there is, you know, you can get a benefit, because, of course, everyone's trying to get a benefit because they're trying to get to the college that they really want to go to. We were talking about AP courses. I wasn't actually so familiar exactly what that was. So can you just talk us through what an AP course is and what it does for your college application?
Sure. AP stands for Advanced Placement. So it's essentially the most rigorous high school course you can take. That's given. It's actually given at a college level. So there are APs in quite a few subjects. I think there are about 20. So quite a few schools here offer AP classes. If you demonstrate proficiency on the AP exams, which are offered at the end of the year, the AP exams are scored on a 1 to 5 scale, 3 being passing. Then you are going to be given college credit when you do enroll in college. Some colleges are more selective. They'll require maybe a 4 or a 5 to grant you credit. But what you're doing at that point is you're demonstrating college level maturity and proficiency while in high school, which is what these highly selective colleges want to see. So if you're applying to an Ivy League or a Stanford, that caliber of college, they're going to want to see at least minimum 4 AP classes, if not more. And they're going to want to see scores of 4 above on all of them.
And how do you study for that? So if somebody's thinking, okay, you know, I'd like to, maybe they're 16 and think, you know, I would like to go to one of the tier one universities. When can they start? How long does it take to study for these exams and when do they start?
Well, it's a year-long process for most of them. And hopefully your high school is offering those AP exams and those AP courses. Excuse me, they're offering the courses, not the exams. If you're going to an American curriculum high school here in Dubai, then they are offering those AP classes. If not, you can study for the AP exams on your own and study and take the exams in May and hopefully do well. But you don't actually have to be enrolled in the course to sign up for the exam.
And would there be something like a tutor, say if you weren't in an American university but you thought you maybe like to go to university there? Are there tutors available? Are there, you know, because obviously it's quite hard to study on your own when you're 16. You know, it is possible, but you maybe need some support in certain subjects.
Yes, and there are online courses available too that you can pay for that can guide you, let's say, with any type of other online learning where you have modules and weekly assignments and weekly topics that you cover.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think we're going to obviously continue in the next hour talking about university education and those application, those all-important application processes, but also the visas, because that's a very important part to being able to get onto the courses that you want.